Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back to Arm Live, and this is the part of the program that we devote to Tech Impact, and I want to share a short little testimony for something that I've been doing in the last probably 3 to 4 weeks. Now, you know when you listen to this program that every single week when there's something about tech, I share AI is doing that. ChatGPT is going there. Apple Intelligence is going to do that. And I want you to consider something. Not consider, I want actually to tell you a story to be informed. As I was doom scrolling, and I know you know what doom scrolling is. You're sitting there bored and you're just scrolling through everything on Instagram or Reels. As I was scrolling there, they popped up this thing that says, yeah, most older people are using ChatGPT as Google, but young kids are using it to program or to build apps or something like that. And I thought, wow, that's impressive. And I just kept on scrolling. Later that night, I was sitting in front of the television and I thought, hey, listen, if ChatGPT can build apps, I want ChatGPT to build a church database app for me. In other words, all the members of my church, I've got their details on an app. I've got the last known contact that we've had with them. I've got the day of their birthdays, marriages, and everything like that on an app. And I wonder if ChatGPT can do that for me. And I gave it the command. And it actually responded by saying, like, listen, I can build this app, but it's going to take some time. And I think it was 3 to 4 days later, he said, listen, I've got the app. It's done. Now I need some finer tunings. And he did the finer tunings. And afterwards, it actually said, okay, listen, now we can download a zip file, but it's going to be a web-based app. And this is where it got very interesting. I downloaded it, and then it needs to run. I don't want to bore you with details, but you need to upload that to GitHub, and you need to upload that to Render in order for the web-based app to actually function. But here's where it gets very cool. Here's where it gets very, very cool. ChatGPT actually, right, walked me step by step. Because I don't know anything about Python. I don't know anything about coding or anything about database management, right? ChatGPT actually took me, it sort of like took me by the virtual hand and took me step by step how to upload that thing. Now here's, and I know it's very cool, but here's the exciting part. I've actually got a web-based church database app now that is functioning, right? I've got no idea what I did to let it work. I've got no idea why I tweaked what and changed this and changed that. But whenever I had a problem, I copied the problem, paste it in ChatGPT and say, listen, this is the message I'm getting. And it's like, okay, scroll up there, click there, do this, change that. It was an absolute, and you know I hate saying this, but it was an absolute phenomenal experience. You sort of feel like an app developer, which you obviously aren't, but you sort of feel like that. And it was something that AI did on my behalf. A weird sensation, but I need to say at this point, hats off ChatGPT. I've got free software. It was built free. It's hosted for free. And it's everything been organized by ChatGPT. So, see if you can do it for yourself. Try figure it out. Try to get an app idea. Quiet into ChatGPT and tell it to build that app for you.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.